Yo, 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 what's up? Another week. What is this episode? Episode 12. Episode 12 of Football Without Hesitation. Walking you through the last Quakes week. It's been 2 weeks now, right? When was the last time? Yeah, I think it's been 2 weeks. But anyway, so a lot has happened since the last time I did a show. Some players are gone. Adam John was traded for money, I think, right? Was it? Yeah, for targeted allocation money. He was traded to Columbus. He's a crew member now. Is that the fuck? Is that what you call it? He's a crew member. Fuck it. And the big one, MPG, traded to Orlando City for Darwin Seren, 26-year-old midfielder. Defensive mid. But a lot of people question that shit. Some people did rightly bring up that question, that same shit with the Godoy thing. But I get it. It makes sense in the system that they're trying to do, where you get, you know, you got the two defensive mids and then you got the wingers out there just fucking running, trying to create chances. And you got fucking Wando is just such a Wando don't miss in MLS. So I get it. MPG, fuck, that was a tough one. I liked MPG. He was really good. He was really talented, really skilled. But, again, you could tell he never fit in the system. He never really seemed comfortable, never got a lot of, you know, the playing time wasn't really there. He didn't play the last three games before the trade. Fuck. And they have that Toronto. That Toronto game was fucking amazing. But anyway, yeah, with that, they, Seren came in for what? It was 8 minutes, I think, the last 8 minutes or so of the game this last Friday against New York City, which that was fucking fun. I was pretty excited. I mean, shit, I hate to, you know, I know they're the opposing side, but just seeing fucking Pirlo, dude, fucking Andrea Pirlo on the pitch playing, that was fucking cool. And then you got Villa and Lampard and shit. 0-0. What can you say? What can you really fucking say? That's 10 ties on the season. They're at 28 points. Four points away from Portland, who's got the final playoff spot. They have the two games in hand, but that's a win and a tie just to fucking tie the points. If the season ended right now and Quakes had two more games and they won one and tied one, they would have as much points as Portland, but they would lose out based on goal differential. The Quakes are now at -1 goal differential. Fucking dudes. They got to score some goals. So anyway, yeah, I mean, the two games in hand are still there, but as the weeks go by, it's looking worse. This upcoming game here, next Friday, the 12th, is against Vancouver. It's away, but it's always cheese dick to say fucking must win games or something, but you have to win. You have to at least get a point. Fuck, let's see. I wonder who Portland. But the Quakes have to come out of Vancouver on the 12th with at least a point, ideally three. That would help them, you know, be right at the heels of Portland. Let me pull up Portland's upcoming schedule here, see who the hell they got. But yeah, so they need to play better. They need to score goals, and which makes that a trade for a defensive mid that much more complexing. But anyway, let's see, August 13th, they play DC United, which, oh fuck, it's a pretty easy matchup. Where are they playing? At DC United. So come on, DC, you're good at home. Win the fucking game. Help a West Coast brother out. Yeah, the last game against Houston, fuck, that was just terrible. And so everyone's questioning, you know, what the fuck's the team gonna do? the team has to make a move. The team has to make a move. By now, we all know the team's not going to make a big fucking splashy move. They do have a roster spot open because of the trade to Orlando City. They got some salary cap space out of it, so they can sign. They got what, till September 15th. They can sign somebody who's out of contract. Which, come on, where does that fucking, that really shortens your chances. But they're not gonna pull something out of that. You would think they're not. They need to take a fucking lesson from Peter McGowan and all them at fucking up there with the Giants. Those dudes can find a fucking dude off the scrap heap and get a season or two out of them. But I don't know. At 26, Saren's pretty young. And again, it makes sense to with Dom's system. If Dom wants to run that, you know, two defensive mids so he could push his wingers up, then fuck it. Hopefully, Saren, he was only there for a couple of days. You couldn't expect him to play too much. But we'll see. He should be. Hopefully, he's starting against Vancouver. I'm curious to see him on the pitch. See, I don't know. See how it's going to work out. I have faith. I have faith that it, that something will happen. But it's definitely going to be. It's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a struggle catching Portland. They got. Portland. Oh shit! They got Seattle back to back. What the fuck? That's weird. Why would? Okay. So yeah, after DC, Portland takes on Seattle back to back. That is interesting. And not very good for old fucking Terremotos over here. Man, Seattle wins both those games. They're up to 30 points. Keeping Timbers at 32. Quakes would be at 28. It'd be after Vancouver and Houston. Houston at home, they better fucking win that game on the 19th. The 19th against Houston, you just got to win that fucking game. Just got to win that game. Man, you beat Vancouver, you got Houston at home. Man, that Vancouver game is fucking crucial. You beat Vancouver, you jump them in the standings. You position yourself right behind Portland. Even if they win, you're still within striking distance. And then you have Houston at home. Whew. I don't know. Motherfuckers got to... They got to get it in gear. Again, there's new parts. And there's still the possibility that some more will be added. You really can't expect... You can't expect much. If they, and fuck, what would people say? What if Caval and fucking Kinnear and them pull something out of their ass? Are people going to all of a sudden take back what they've said? What they've said. Like, I'm fucking scoring. You've been a bully. But no, I mean, I get it. It's rightly earned criticism. But damn, I wonder what it'll take. But, I mean, people got to get louder. People got to get louder. People got to start putting some fucking pressure on the front office. Some moves need to be made. This team is again, all we could talk about is, man, hopefully we're within striking distance of a playoff, of the last playoff spot at the end of the year. So if we go on a little run and a team loses, we're in the playoffs. That's where we're fucking at right now as fans. And that's fucked up. This is what going on the fourth year that without playoffs. We still what 12 games left. There's still a lot of soccer to be played, as you would say. But you gotta start winning some games, and you can't win games if you can't fucking score. That doesn't take a fucking rocket scientists to figure that out. You can't. You need a fucking man. Going back to the Giants, how do you lose a game? A pitcher throws a two hitter and you lose a fucking game. How the fuck does that happen? Fucking Bay Area teams, frustrating all around right now. They have to. You have to do something. You have to get that win in Vancouver. You just have to fucking do it. They're 5-5 at home, 5-2. Vancouver's 5-2 at home with 5 ties. So you definitely beat them. They're not invincible at home. So there's definitely something there. So what can change? What can be done? And I'm sure that's what everybody's wondering. And they asked Coach Dom Kinnear after the game that question. What can change? And I think his answer is very telling of the attitude of the current front office and management team right now. So they asked him, what else can be changed after generating 19 shots and again, no goals, nothing to show for it. Dom's response is nothing really. I thought the attitude of the guys was great. We played some good stuff. That's the positive side of it. But in the end, you'd like to reward your good play with something spectacular. It seems kind of like, we'll try again next week. And I get it, he's not a very hot-headed type coach. But it just seems like, other than saying, we have passion for the fans or whatever, or for the game, what really is pushing them to do better? I mean, they seem to have no problem selling out their season tickets. I don't know how many people renewed. Hell, I renewed. And they had a couple thousand people on the waiting list, so they could probably replace a bunch of them. Not only did I renew, the two other people are joining me next year. We need to put the pressure. I'm going to keep saying it over and over and over to the point where it's like, motherfucker's talking about the same thing. But that's really it. There's only so much complaining you could do on Reddit forums or Facebook forums or whatever it might be. Before you have to act, and then in some form of protest, whatever it might be, whether it's in mass not renewing tickets, or making demonstrations, don't do anything fucking stupid, don't do anything illegal, I guess, but fucking sign something. You could definitely call them. You could call your ticket representative. You can call the Quakes front office. Somebody will answer the phone. I feel bad for any secretaries that have to listen to some shit. They just answer the phone. What's going on? Sign a striker. And they're just like, all right, line 3. Hold on. You transfer your ass over. But that's what it's got to be. That's got what it's got to be. You can't just. The way I see it, the plain and simple of the Quakes is that they are an investment for a real estate developer, and that's Lou Wolf. That is his job. He's a real estate developer. He buys property. He buys land. He fixes it up. He sells it for a profit, and he's on to the next investment. There's nothing. No judgment behind it. No, that's a good thing. That's a bad thing. That's what he does. That's the basic description of a land developer, a real estate developer. Whatever. I fucking love that shit. I have to be quite honest. That land development is so interesting to me. But really, when it comes down to it, as fans, as supporters, we have to acknowledge the fact that this is probably an investment opportunity for our owner. So he has very little incentive to really add to it or to really, you know, push it. Other, you know, the stadium is beautiful. I love it. It's really well done. But it's another piece. If your team comes, hell, even if it comes with Messi, if you buy it with Messi, you know Messi has an expiration date. You know, Messi's time is coming. Messi's already, you know, past, I don't know about past his prime. It's fucking Messi. But, you know, again, players have an expiration date. A stadium is going to be there at least a decade, you know. And I don't know why the fuck else it wouldn't be there at least for 10 years. So it's definitely, it's a worthwhile investment, you know, to do that. And now fucking MLS, their fee to enter the league is $200 million. That, I don't know. I guess I got to keep, that seems fucking outrageous. But anyway, the way I see it is that, I'm sure some financial people out there would be like, you're fucking an idiot. Don't try to talk about financial matters. But if it costs $200 million as a fee to get in, you would think the team has it. Wouldn't that make each team worth at around $200 million? I'm not saying that they could fucking sell for that. But it's like, hey, I'm saving you. If you start from scratch, it's going to cost you the players, the stadium, the marketing, the front office, the coaching staff, everything, and $200 million. Or you could just buy my team. I'll save you the $200 million. You know, I got all that shit included. It's already going. Give me $300 million. Which, again, it's like, well, that's more than $200 million. But, yeah, everything's already ready to go. It's fucking turnkey, son. So, yeah, I don't know. That was an interesting, especially on the Quake side. Again, any sale or anything is not going to happen quick. It's going to take several years of paying down that stadium, if not until the whole stadium is paid for, until I think Lou Wolf will actually really want to do anything with the team or anything. But again, I hate to sound fucking grim, but that to me is the reality of it. It's a real estate opportunity. And I mean, fuck, I like the atmosphere of 18,000 people. And I know some, there are some people over 880. There's housing there. So people walk to the game. Definitely a lot of people walk to the game, but usually you really have to drive there. A lot of the people drive there. They still haven't done the fucking tunnel for Caltrain. Supposedly that's coming next year. Okay, with this team, who the hell knows? And actually, it's not, I guess it's not really their deal. It's more of a Caltrain deal. But are they pushing to get that done quicker for their fans? I don't know. I would like to think so. But that whole area next to the stadium, which is the parking lots right now that everybody hates that they're unpaved, and it makes sense that they wouldn't put no pavement just to rip it out. But that Coleman Highline development, I don't know if anybody's gotten a chance to look at it, but you go to the Silicon Valley Business Journal and go to their search thing and type in Coleman Highline, and you'll see the fucking plans. You'll get to see everything, and you'll see that there's no open space for parking, kind of for tailgating. All the space is taken up. I'm so curious. I would like to, I want to sit down with the team for real on that one. Be like, maybe these are just kind of like conceptual drawings or something. Maybe something's more solid. But from what it looks like, most of the parking when this development is done is going to be in four pretty fucking substantial parking structures. And I'm not a big fan of parking structures. They're not very, they're not good for cities. But you're not going to be able to fucking tailgate. Or, I mean, you could tailgate, you're not going to barbecue. At best, they'll say, hey, the top floor, whatever, there's nothing above it, barbecue away, but I doubt it. So where are people going to tailgate? Where are people going to congregate if all the parking is structured and that's not allowed? And then also, that's not some regular office space that, you know, they're going to put some call center for AAA in or something. They're trying to get a Facebook, Google, Apple type tenant at that place. And anyone that's ever been to any one of those campuses knows how fucking tightly controlled they are. I mean, like the Google campus, like you could walk around the campus, but the buildings themselves, the building, as an employee, how many people, well, how many times have any of us seen the inside of the Google offices or the Apple offices or Facebook? These things control our lives. I'm sure you could Google it. Google the Google offices. But they're so protective and they're so secretive. And again, with reason, they're doing some really, shit that costs them a lot of money that's going to make them a lot of money. But how are they going to feel about 18,000 people milling about their campus? A bunch of them drunk, because when your team sucks this bad, you got to fucking drink a lot. And so how are they going to react? What's it going to be? Are they, I don't know. Is it going to foster an atmosphere of intimidation for any opposing team that comes into town? And like this unity and that the team is trying to push, their whole, what is it, unity, devotion, heritage or something like that? Good job, marketing department. Other than it, there's going to be like a little strip mall type situation right across the street from the main gate there at Avaya. So that it seems like that's what they're going to hope on game day, and I'm sure there'll be a couple bars there, but I mean, from the drawings, it doesn't look like it's going to be enough. The drawings are very, very concerning if you're a Quakes fan, especially one that drives to games. If you drive to games or you tailgate and you that's how you plan on getting it, it looks like, some questions should be asked. Once again, the way developments work and all this, I mean, this is really, at least 5 years down the line probably for any major, component of that to be done. I know they have a big, seven or eight story steel structure up right now. So I think, it's about, It'll take some time, but looking at it, it's so fucking concerned. And there's so many problems with the team on the pitch and the front office, and like you have all these fucking questions, and we have to start answering them or even asking them. This tiny little podcast is just me bitching into a microphone, but if you're a season ticket holder, even if you're not a season ticket holder, you're just a fucking fan, call the team, ask the questions, start a fucking podcast, start a blog, start getting people talking about it. Get a group of your friends together, figure out how you're going to talk about the Quakes, how you're going to push this team. All these things are happening and things are going down, and without somebody pushing back, the front office is just going to do whatever they want. And sometimes they'll do good, so sometimes they'll strike gold, but a lot of the times they'll miss the voice of the fans. And again, always trying to fucking play the nice guy here, but it's probably totally not their fault. They do their surveys and all that. I mean, I try to fill them out as much as possible. They don't really usually take too much time, but definitely if we get hundreds of people a day, whatever the hell, however many people a day calling And I mean, it doesn't have to be this aggressive, you know, yelling or anything. Just ask questions. Say, hey, I am a supporter. I love this team, but I have some questions. And you know, if they don't answer them, fuck, we'll get more people. We'll keep putting that pressure on. We'll make sure that the questions get answered. But yeah, I mean, other than that, come out to Avaya. The next home game is August 19th against Houston. It's a Friday. Ooh, that's a Friday game. Those are always tricky. Speaking of that fucking tunnel for Caltrain, I mean, those games are Friday night games, and 880 is a fucking parking lot. But anyway, other than that, good beer. Beer of the World. Go to the Beer of the World section. The bar's cool. If you've never been there, go to the bar. I don't care. People are going to talk shit. The bar's fucking awesome. Everyone doesn't... They're not there to hang out at the bar. They're watching the fucking game. If you're not watching the game, Victor Bernard is going to take your fucking head off. Not like physically, but like he's going to kick a ball into your fucking head and it's going to come off. So come out and watch it. It's a great time. Avaya is a beautiful stadium. You're going to park in a dirt lot. It's cool. Don't trip. You'll be all right. You'll live. It's San Jose dirt. It's good for you. Rub it in your skin. It'll exfoliate your ass. But anyway, thanks again for listening. If you like what the hell I'm doing, I you know, hopefully I'm getting better. There's only 12 episodes in. Follow me at Baldini10 on Twitter, BALDINI10. You know, shoot me any questions, any comments, whatever the hell you want to say. And I'm gonna keep doing this every week. Hopefully I can, you know, start getting a bigger voice and really start asking some of these questions myself. And hopefully if I can get some answers, I'll get them on this recorder here and I'll share them with y'all. And yeah, keep fucking following this team, man. If we push them, it can be good. Laters.